ITBT. Hi, this is Tracy Swedlow interviewing.
I'm Jack Jerry.
Okay, Jack, so we have been speaking moments earlier. So why do you think this particular platform is going to be your ticket to fame?
Oh, that's a big thing. I honestly think it's because it's so different and it's super easy to use. With all these cool special effects, it used to take me over 2 to 3 hours to make these videos without this app, and now it only takes me 10 minutes, so it makes it more creative and it's super easy to use.
How old are you?
I just turned 21.
And what kind of content do you like to create?
I like to create a lot of content. I'm a gymnast, so I do a lot of gymnastics and flipping, slow-mos. I definitely do transitions and lip singing to my favorite songs, but also to me and my friends, we come together, we do comedy sketches, so it's really cool. And the community on Like, you can basically, we're all best friends, so you can call on each other and make videos together for sure.
So you've developed a community of creators as well as followers, correct?
Yes, exactly. The community, it is, everybody basically on Like is a part of a community. It's kind of like a giant family, and no matter how many people are following you and how many aren't, it doesn't matter the number. We're all willing to work with each other, and it's super fun because we're all on the ride together. So,
how many followers do you have?
I think I just hit 300K this morning, so that's kind of crazy. Within 2 months, so that's really fast.
Does this get pumped out to YouTube and Facebook and other platforms, or does it only appear on Like?
The fans and you yourself, you can share it to all other platforms too, and that's what makes it different too, because with this platform, it is good for Instagram and all the other apps too, because it is kind of like a mini movie with special effects too, so it's not just like a Musical.ly where it's only for that app in particular. So this can be across multiple platforms and still look cool.
What software platform do you use to broadcast all of that out to all of those platforms, or do you just broadcast them out one at a time?
Well, within the app, you can easily connect it straight to your Instagram, your Facebook, Snapchat. So it sends it immediately with the touch of one button and clicking that social media. And also, too, there's a live feature on the Like app. So definitely whenever I post a new video, I make sure to go live. And I kind of get to build a more personal relationship with my fans. So they see me in the videos. But then when I go live, they actually get to talk with me in person, and I get to build a relationship with them, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Are you monetizing this through YouTube or other platforms?
I'm not, but through the live feature, you can make money if they send you gifts through the app, through the live streaming.
You haven't considered using Patreon or, of course, YouTube's coming out with their own Patreon-like offering fairly soon.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely things in the works about happening with that, but right now I have just been focused on creating good content, building a relationship with my fans, and if they send me the gifts, it's totally fine. But I have been able to be stable in Los Angeles. I moved from Michigan, so moving here, I'm stable now, I feel comfortable, and I can pay my rent and everything and still live the dream. So,
do you see yourself as a storyteller or want to be in films? I mean, what's your end goal here?
My end goal, too, is just to be a giant role model for all these little kids out there and show them that I'm always there for them if they need me, and that I'm relatable, too. I'm not just somebody that's on a magazine that's on, all Photoshopped and everything, too. That, like, I'm here and I can show you the process. We can have fun together, show creativity. And I love seeing all their videos, too, because I do hashtags and they put their videos in it. And these kids are so creative now that it's so cool to see what they get to see.
Do you have a question?
So, how do you use Like?
How do you use Like? Ooh, okay, so within the app, actually, it tells you how to use it as you're doing it. So, when you do cool magic effects, it'll be like, set your phone up, and then step two, do it like this, and then it'll show you how to do it. So, if you're doing a lip sync too, you can imagine doing these awesome features, and then you can draw in whatever you want after you make the video, and it really makes it really cool. So even if you mess up, you can add an effect and cover it up and make it look like it was meant to be.
Do you feel like this style of a short video has more impact with your followers and does more for them building that relationship with you because it's so animated? Or, something where you're just doing short stories or interviewing other people? I mean, why do you think this is particularly powerful?
I think it's super powerful because it gets kids to show their creativity more. And like I said, it's super easy. So it's everybody can literally do this instead of making a YouTube video, which takes 2 to 3 hours to edit a video. It's too long for everybody to put in the effort too. So this is super easy. And they get to see me on the short videos, and I get to go live and talk with them, answer questions. So I get to build kind of like a face-to-face kind of feeling relationship too.
Have you been approached by any networks or other agencies or companies that want to build a brand relationship with you?
Yes, we've been approached by a lot of them. We've had BuzzFeed, we have Nickelodeon, we just did Kidscreen, NBC is coming up too. So right this minute, there's so many TV shows that are reaching out. This is like the new app for the next generation, because it's kind of what is the next big thing that's coming out, and this is the app that is setting itself apart from all these other ones that are already out.
When you say they're reaching out, does that mean you've made deals with these companies? Or, I mean, is there anything you can announce right now?
Well, we've had 2 TV shows air recently. There's some in the works that I can't tell you everything about yet, but I'm sure you guys will see it on TV, and Like is about to explode. So I would definitely suggest getting on the ride and having fun with it and seeing where it all takes us.
All right, sounds good.
So how do you get a lot of followers?
Ooh, I would say on Like, it's kind of being yourself is kind of getting followers, whereas all the other apps, it's kind of like you have to be this fake kind of person. On Like, you can basically be yourself, show your own creativity, and in the end, that is what everybody really likes, because it shows through your videos and the magic effects that you do.
And someone, Bob, has told me that you actually didn't go to college, or you have dropped out of college, or you skipped to go and collected $200, or what's your relationship to your previous life and now that you're a Like star? Tell me a little bit about that moment, that transition.
Yes, it's definitely been a crazy ride. So I went to college at the University of Michigan. I was an NCAA gymnast, and I was training for the Rio 2016 Olympics. And it ended up I had a career-ending injury at the beginning of 2016. So I was doing social media and stuff behind the scenes, but athletics was always my main go-to because my parents loved it and everything else. And so I was doing all this behind the scenes, and I had the injury, and I was like, you know what? I really need to go for my dreams. And I know when I put everything into something that it usually turns out great. So I was like, I'm going to go full force social media, everything. And it really helped me find my passion again from not being able to do my passion of gymnastics. So now this is my passion, and I love it. And yeah, I've been able to move to LA and live the dream. And it's so surreal to think of everything that's happened in these past months.
And how did you get Bob Gold to represent you?
He's
a real hardcore PR guy. How did you find each other?
I know. He's like my brother now, which is kind of crazy. Just a little bit older, but...
Say hi, Bob.
Hi, everyone.
But yeah, actually, he came to me, and he saw my videos on the Like app, too. He was like, who is this kid? And it started from there, and I feel like I've known him my whole life, so it's pretty crazy. And you know, like, when good people come together, everything just clicks, so...
All right, well, we wish you a lot of luck, although I think you already have that. We wish you much success, and good for you for following your dreams. Don't ever give up.
Exactly.
But be creative.
Exactly, that's what I tell everybody.
This is Tracy Swedlow, Editor-in-Chief of Interactive TV Today, and we're here at VidCon in Anaheim, June 20th, with Bob Gold.
Hi, everyone, and you are listening to The Voice of the Future. I'm